I really like to travel. So we're always looking at how can we travel more efficiently with the budget that we have and bring all these people along. So I hope you'll enjoy this episode today. I'm really going to dive into what that looks like for us as we go on road trips. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Oftentimes when people travel, they will come back and say things like, oh gosh, I just need to recover from my vacation. I need to start to really work on what I'm eating and how I'm feeling my body because I don't feel good after my vacation. And that's really not good enough for us. Honestly, for my husband and I, we both know that we don't feel well when we eat out a lot. And so we try to do everything we can to not eat out. Not to mention, it's much more budget friendly to grocery shop and eat the food that we have or eat food from our own kitchen that we've prepared and brought along with us. So I kind of want to give you some insight into what that looks like for us when we go on road trips. We go on road trips a lot. Our family all lives 6 or 7 hours away from us, and our siblings live, some of them, much further than that. And so we find ourselves on the road, in the car a lot. And then if we want to travel at all as a family, which we do, then that just gives us additional time in the car. So how do we eat healthy on a budget as a big family? So firstly, I want to talk about preparation, what this looks like for us and our family. So when we are gearing up for a trip, oftentimes it is the day of the trip. There are some things that we will try to do in advance. Things like making some muffins and throwing them in the freezer. I might try to do that the weekend before the trip so that we have some easy grab-and-go snacks on hand that are homemade. But oftentimes it looks a bit more like us the day that we're leaving or the night before, we'll cut up a whole bunch of veggies. This will be anything in our fridge, but I particularly love to have things like carrots, peppers, radishes, cucumbers, celery. We'll fill a gallon-sized Ziploc baggie with some just grab-and-go snacky veggies. I love to have those on hand for a side dish when we're in the car or just for munching and snacking healthy options. Another thing I like to prep in advance is if we're going to do breakfast in the car, I'll do that at home as well. So sometimes we will do like a breakfast burrito in the car. And what we'll do is we'll scramble up a big thing of eggs and sometimes sausages or veggies or whatever else we're going to add in there. And then we'll cook the tortillas. Side note, if you use corn tortillas, we do like to cook those first so that they don't fall apart. They are not sold to you already cooked, if you don't know this already. That's why they taste so good at a Mexican restaurant and not as good out of the bag at your home if you're not cooking them. So anyway, we will then stuff those with the egg and we'll wrap them up in tin foil. I know wrapping food up in tin foil is not the best option. However, when I'm thinking about eating out of my car on the road, I'm thinking much less about these small little things that I try to not have in contact with my foods in my day-to-day life. And I'm thinking a lot more about how can we just avoid having to eat out at all. And particularly if it's a really long road trip, we've done the breakfast burritos, on our way from Florida to where we live in the Cincinnati area. So that's about a 14-hour drive from where we were coming from in Florida. And so we would just basically, my husband and I would be finishing up, packing up the Airbnb. We would toss these in the oven. And then as they warm up, and then we'll grab them. One of the last things as we grab our people, we like to do one last sweep throughout the house to make sure we got everything. We cleaned everything up. We did all the things. And then we'll grab the breakfast burritos and try to put them in a Tupperware. And we'll keep them warm until people wake up and they're ready to eat them. Because, you know, if we're trying to get on the road at 3, 4, 5 in the morning, they might just go right back to sleep and not need them till 8 or 9 o'clock. And we've had some pretty good luck with those still being warm and really delicious. So that's a favorite one I like to prep before leaving for a road trip. Another one is if we're going to have a cold salad in the car for lunch. So I do kind of allow more of the peanut butter and jelly. We don't typically do that in our day-to-day. I just try to do as little gluten bread, and gluten-free bread is so expensive and so small. So we try to do very minimal sandwiches in our day-to-day life, but I do allow for peanut butter and jellies in the car since it's something that they can make on their own and eat as we're driving down the road. So we'll have things on hand for peanut butter and jellies, but for the adults and my older teenagers, we like to have something a little more for our taste buds. So we'll do things like a chicken salad or tuna salad or even a sardine salad. the chicken salad, I tend to do pretty standard onions, celery. If we have grapes, we'll put grapes in there. We'll dice them up and then we'll shred the chicken. Sometimes we'll do a rotisserie chicken from Costco so that I, especially if I'm running tight on time, I don't have time to cook up a bunch of extra chicken. I'll just grab one of those, shred it. Maybe we'll have it for dinner and then I'll take the leftovers and make it into chicken salad. I dice it up nice and small. And then we'll do mayonnaise and mustard and a little paprika. And I love some fresh dill in there as well. For our sardine salad or tuna salad, we kind of do it a little differently than the chicken salad. But basically, as we're cutting up those vegetables, we'll dice up some extra veggies and put it aside. So I love to have things like onions, but carrots, celery, peppers, radishes. I tend not to put all of those things in my sardine salad or tuna salad, but if I did have all of them, I'm sure I'd love it. I just tend to simplify it a little bit. Raw onion is a must. I absolutely love that in my cold salads. And then we will also cut up some pickles or have just some dill relish on hand so we can put in there. And then we'll either mix up the cans and everything before we even leave, or if it's going to be where we're stopping somewhere, I might actually wait to open the cans since they're pull tab cans. And so we can just drain out the oil outside and then add that into the rest of the salad or have it pre-made. I love to just eat it with a fork or spoon or do a lettuce wrap with it or even eat it with some tortilla chips. That's our absolute favorite lunch. Now, there are times, especially when we're driving home from a vacation, that we're running short on food. So what I like to do is I will plan out a stop where we can, if we need to get gas, we'll get gas, but we'll also stop at an Aldi. Aldi's generally have pretty clean bathrooms. You can generally find them pretty close to the expressway somewhere, and we'll go through and grab some snacks. Sometimes too, especially if, you know, it's a really long, grueling drive or whatever it is that's going on with the family at that time, I might let them grab some extra fun snacks. So things like some chips or some fruit leather or little, they have organic fruit snacks, that kind of thing. My husband and I also like to have a case of Fitzy water in our car as we go on a road trip. And we'll grab those in between our stops and have a couple up at front. These are just all things that we found traveling so much that we like to have on hand, but if we buy them every time we stop at a gas station, we're spending an exorbitant amount of money on these little nitty-gritty things, and I would just much rather have a 12-pack and have them for when I get to wherever I'm going anyway. So we'll do that. We always have water bottles that we'll refill as we need to. We don't tend to bring like a jug of water. I usually try to bank on the fact that they might have good tasting water. If we go to a place that has notoriously poor tasting water, for example, Florida, I just don't like the taste of their water. It tends to have a very high sulfur taste. Then we might actually bring our whole Berkey. We've been known to do that. I would love to buy those water bottles that have Berkey filters inside of them. It's just not something we have bitten off yet, especially with eight of us. Okay, go back. Especially with eight of us, that's a lot of money in water bottles. And I also kind of don't love that their water bottles are plastic. So just not something we bought. So sometimes we will stop and get some big waters that are cold at a gas station when we stop for gas anyway. All right, and then our other hack that we like to implement when we're going on road trips is having individual snack bags. So generally for us, since we have six kids, we have three kids that are in the third row and three kids in our middle row of our car. And so what we'll do is we'll have a big bag of snacks that just has random things in it. It might be like cleaning out the pantry things, especially if we're going to be gone from home for over a week. I'll try to grab anything that might get stale, but also that we could munch on in the car as well. But what we'll do before we even get in the car is I'll have either my 9 or my 11-year-old, they love to make these snack bags. I'll have them go through, take three brown paper sack bags, and fill out individual snack bags for them. I do tend to buy some kind of fun snacks that I don't usually buy in our day-to-day life. So things like applesauce pouches, they'll make some trail mix with dried fruit that I don't always have on hand. They'll have apples in there. They might have seaweed packs. They'll have protein bars. We kind of have different people that like different types of protein bars. So we'll try to have those on hand for the trip. Things of that nature that generally can be kept cold or get hot and it's not going to go bad. But generally what ends up happening is, especially if we're doing an early morning trip, if my teenagers who are in the middle by the baby fall asleep and my three in the back don't have access to any of the snacks, then it ends up being my husband and I trying to throw things over the teenagers or wake them up so they can pass back snacks. So I really love having the snack bags in the car as well. So I hope this helps you. I hope that our lifestyle of doing a lot of traveling is inspiring for you and it allows for you to be able to kind of see how things can be done differently on a budget, but still be able to have some of these experiences with your children while they're home with you. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please like and subscribe for more content from me and leave us a review in wherever you are listening to this podcast.